A sanctuary campus is, and there are lots of different definitions, they're out there, but the definition that I have kind of focused on has to deal with a campus saying, regardless of what federal law is, we're not going to forcibly cooperate with federal law enforcement to help them round up illegals. Now, I don't want federal agents on ASU looking and profiling students, but if there is a student that is guilty of committing a crime, they still have to report that. And if they happen to be undocumented or an illegal, then they must report to a federal agency.
So say there was an undocumented student at Arkansas State who committed robbery and they were arrested. What would happen at that point?
Just whether they're documented or undocumented, whether they're naturalized or a natural born citizen, if you commit a crime, there's a penalty to pay for that. You go through the court system. At some point, if they're undocumented and they've committed a crime, they're probably going to be deported because they made a bad decision. And so we all live with the consequences of our decisions. And some, they're sad, but nonetheless, if you commit a crime, you really set yourself up for the next series of events that will happen in your life.
So at heart, what is your concern about sanctuary campuses and immigration, undocumented immigrants?
Well, I have a great fondness and a real respect for immigrants. America's the great melting pot. At some point, we can probably all trace our ancestry back to an immigrant that came here. But if you think about it, they came through Ellis Island. There was documentation. There were avenues that got people here that were under strict regulation at that time. Today, it seems that people want to go around the law. And if we're a nation of laws, we have to follow the rule of law. And so even though there might be a heart-wrenching story, there are consequences for breaking the law. And that's my whole point. Change the law or obey the law. Do it right or you may be sent home. And if you are here illegally, don't commit a crime. Don't draw attention to yourself. Stay out of the crosshairs, fly under the radar, and just keep doing the right thing until the laws change.
I guess as you acknowledge the complexity, probably many people in university are actually the children of parents who came.
Well, and if they're born here, of course, I don't like the term, but it's been batted around, anchor babies. I just think there's got to be some way to do this right, but if their parents came here just with the idea, we're going to have a baby so we can stay here, I've been in a lot of those countries, who wouldn't want to be here? But just come in the right way.
I got to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.